Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Outside Lands is back, baby. 1 hour from now, we have your first chance at today's tickets. We have 3-day general admission festival passes to Outside Lands, and we're giving them away at 905, 1205, 505, and 605. And you could win them by texting code words to our contest line. It's pretty simple, but you got to do it. And then you got to look at your phone. Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and a zillion more people starring at Outside Lands. You get 3 days worth of tickets, August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet. Make sure you're here at 9:05 for your first code word. Let's make that happen. I'm going to start with relationship deal breakers.
Okay.
So I'm reading about Chapel Roan, and look, there was very little chance that you were going to get to date her anyway. For several reasons, one of which is she's out. She wasn't going to date you in particular, Vincent, but she's also probably not going to date me or Bob. You know,
you're saying she's gay.
She's out. Yes, she's out as a lesbian.
Okay.
And she's in a very deep relationship. I don't know who she's dating. And I just did a very cursory look this morning because I was really more interested in the deal breakers. But she was on some talk show or something talking about, yes, I'm in a committed relationship.
We were talking about lesbians the other day ago on this show.
Oh. Yeah.
And not in a very unsexy way, I got super hung up on whether or not they share things they use with each other.
Yesterday.
And I kept thinking about it and I kept trying to go over in my head, like, how is that not insulting if you're with someone and they're like, oh, don't use that. That's mine. It seems like that would be a real insult.
You know,
here we are sharing, you know, we kiss deeply and we do all the Australian style stuff.
Right.
And yet you're going to pull back on letting me use something from your toy chest.
Well, because I'm not a lesbian, I can't speak from experience.
Uh-huh.
But I would say that maybe if you have things that you bought together, like you went to the dildo store together and you were like, oh, this looks like a great one.
Maddie just had a heart attack.
What,
it's not a bad word.
You don't think there's dildo stores? Come on. So you go in, you find something that works for both of you.
Right.
And like maybe it's kind of got a two-way thing going.
Sure,
maybe you got your side and she's got her side.
Yes.
I don't know how it works. But I do.
You don't have to Sharpie your side though, do you?
Maybe you could get one that's a different color on both sides. Like I'll be the purple side and you be the pink side. I don't know what colors they come in even. You seem to know a lot about
this. That's not love.
What do you mean? Not sharing your stuff?
Like, yeah, you can't be all, don't touch the purple side. That's my side.
Well, look, let's hope we're cleaning these really well. And the things that can go through the dishwasher do go through the dishwasher. There are ones that you can't get them wet.
Yeah, what about her? I didn't mean to. It seems to me like that's what part of loving someone is not being like, ew, you're gross.
Well, I would like to invite anyone who's got a feeling about this and has maybe talked it to death in bed. I don't know. 800-400-3697. Please text us. I'm sure there are people who have opinions on it. I feel like it's a super person, especially if I brought it into the relationship with me. I'm going to be taking it with me when I leave. Like, I don't know if I want to share that.
I'm
telling you, I can't really speak from a thing where I'm like, yes, I share all my sex toys with this other woman that I'm with. I just can't.
Okay.
I'm not there in my head.
All right.
Apologies.
At Chapel Roan, what about her?
Yeah, what about her?
Whatever. So here's the thing. Her deal breakers are very normal. Like, she has some very, very normal deal breakers. Like, name some. What are like deal breakers if you were out with someone and they did this or that?
Well, in her case, I guess being straight would be a deal breaker.
That's not one of her deal breakers.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe that is one, but it's not one of the ones she mentioned.
Wasn't worth a mention.
I guess.
Not wearing underwear.
Oh, why would that be a deal breaker?
I don't know. I'm just trying to guess at what Chapel Roan's.
Well, what are some of your deal breakers? If let's say you're single, you're dating, and this happened, what's
the
deal breaker?
Well, you can't have sex with other people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if cheating
that's
on me
deal
is
a deal breaker. Yeah, I mean, that's not
okay. I think these are more like initial things that you might, if you sat down with someone at a first date, and you'd be like, that's a no. Some of these feel like that.
Not watching the same TV shows as me.
Oh, well, that can be fixed, can't it?
Yeah.
That's a deal breaker?
It just tells you they're not on the same page.
I feel like, Sarah absolutely wants to watch shows with someone.
Together, that's right.
Yeah. I don't need that.
Yeah, I want to have someone to talk. I want you to read the same books as me, too. Like, I want to have someone to discuss my feelings about something.
You get a load of this?
Do you agree or disagree? You're okay watching something by yourself? We're talking to Bob. This is our assistant producer. I don't even know what Bob's exact title is, and I don't want to give too much away about Bob.
Technical producer.
Yeah.
Which part? What was the question?
That's it. She's spoken.
I don't remember.
Bob has spoken.
You want to watch with someone, read with someone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what? She's famous for the one word answer.
She's doing great.
That's her stick now.
Doesn't always have to be, but yes, too. It's fun. So here are some of Chapel Roan's deal breakers. Then they're, to me, they're like, yes, those are absolute bad breath, chewing with your mouth open, people who don't tip, if they treat their waiter bad.
Oh, polite society type things. Okay.
Yeah. Which I would say if you were sitting down for a first meal with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, that was rude, or, oh my God, I can smell your breath across the table. You might be like...
Breath is a weird one.
My phone's going off. I've got to go.
Breath is a weird one because that one can happen to someone. Like, you often will go, oh my God, I got to have some gum. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm... But if you didn't have any gum, then you might...
Then I just wouldn't talk right in someone's face.
It would be unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But if it's regular, yeah, then you'd start to say, okay...
That is true. Sometimes it could be like because of something you ate, you have some bad breath. Or sometimes if you don't eat all day, you can have bad breath. It's like a ketosis mouth or something. But if somebody has, like, there's a difference between sometimes that halitosis thing. And I would think if you're going to go out on a date, like you just brushed and flossed and maybe had a breath mint. I don't know. I mean, just I'm ready for the date. Are you?
The lesbian world is checking in.
Oh. What does the lesbian world have to say about this?
I like the idea of sharing things with my partner, but some things are off limits.
Oh.
I don't care about toys, but toothbrush, deodorant, and intimate things like that, I want to be the only one using them.
I will say that I have a girlfriend, it's Marianne, who often will be like, I want to use your deodorant. And it bums me out. Because...
This is the first time she's hearing this?
Probably if she's even
so
listening.
You never said no.
No, I've never said no.
But every time you're like, oh no.
But she's the only one who's ever asked me. Yeah.
You threw it away.
Well.
Yeah.
Because I feel like.
You feel like what?
You forgot your deodorant. Mm-hmm. And now you've put it on there.
Yeah,
and
but
now
you
I'm
have
like,
a roll. I know what you use. It's roll-on. So just roll it down
it rolls,
a piece.
It rolls back in. It rolls back. It's a ball.
So the whole. Bottle of liquid antiperspirant deodorant is
ruined
because
I'll just be like, oh, why don't you just keep it? Just have it. I have another one. Just have it.
Okay, I'm surprised by this.
I know.
And I'm weird and I'm surprised by this.
Yeah, okay. I honestly don't.
You're the person that goes, well, it didn't kill me yet.
I know. I guess I feel like I don't want to roll somebody else's BO onto myself or something. I don't know, Vin. I'm sort of examining it in my head right now. But
it's Marianne.
But they, you know, this person who may or may not be of the lesbian world says that they won't share the deodorant. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I know. I would do anything for Marianne. She's my best
friend. Except share your deodorant.
I won't share the deodorant. Well, I will share the deodorant. Here you go. Take it and keep it. Is this out of whack? Is this
510 says lesbian toys. Vinny, do you share your toothbrush?
Oh.
Yes, I absolutely would let Christina use my toothbrush. 1,000%. Right. I don't want her to. It's not, I'm not like standing around going, use mine tonight.
Would you ever not use, would you use it again? If she used it, you'd be like, you wouldn't be like, oh, well, these are dime a dozen.
That has absolutely happened on vacations. Mm. Like, you know, when you.
Yes.
And I'll tell you a better, I know she has dealt mostly with the kids and getting them packed.
Yes.
So if she's forgotten something, it's because she had to deal with all their stuff and then didn't get to her own. So I would absolutely either let her use my toothbrush or, and I'm always looking for a reason to run out and not be around.
Oh, I'm aware.
So I'll go to the Walgreens and.
Let me make a run to the drugstore real quick. Mm-hmm. What else do we need for the room?
What else can I get?
Can I pick up some water?
I usually like to do that. Yes. So I will. See, you know me.
Yeah. I don't know what my hang up is with the deodorant. Just like if someone's forgotten it, it means they're stinky, right? Like, I don't want that.
I carry some in my backpack. I always have it with me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Whose stomach was that?
It's mine.
Lesbian here. It's a 702. Hey, we shared a toy for many years when we first met. Now we're three kids deep and busy as you know what. So it's been a thing of the past.
Oh, so they don't share or they just don't bother with it
anymore?
Well,
I don't know if that's, like, well, I hope that's not.
We're just falling to bed and go
bed
to sleep.
That death that we were talking about.
It happens.
Okay, where were you again?
I was just somewhere in the middle of this Chapel Roan story.
Oh, right.
So she's talking about all these things that bother her. She also, these were deal breakers, and they were the obvious stuff, like bad breath, chewing with your mouth open, people who don't tip, treat the waiter bad. She also doesn't like people who talk badly about their exes or about women in their families. Of course, that's, I guess she wouldn't even... Well, I guess that doesn't matter. They're saying that's less of a problem these days because she doesn't date men anymore. But I'm thinking that would just be really anybody in your family that you're hating on or any ex that you that has a yucky feeling to it. You might tell those stories as you get to know each other better. And down the line, you would see, you know, here's why I have the problem with, you know, this.
All families
person.
Have things.
Yeah.
Even the best families, there are things. But I agree. If you're just meeting someone, you don't need to lay that all out in advance. Do you? No, you're just hanging. Should be fun. Like, a date shouldn't be a job interview. It should be fun first.
Right.
While sharing maybe little nuggets.
Sure.
But fun should be the idea of the night.
Well, even beyond fun, maybe like just a conversation that flows. Like, it should be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, you ever find yourself talking to someone that you're just like, I don't really have anything left to say to you, and everything is like, you don't want it. I just want that part to be easy, because I think fun comes from being able to chat easily.
One of the people I dated long before I met Christina, she was gorgeous. I liked her a lot. Her look, everything about her look, I was into it. I wanted to do her so bad. We could not, there was friction conversationally.
Oh.
We did not flow, and there was always a, why you, and I was just like, man, you want to argue with me.
And that's just the beginning, right? I mean.
I don't want this. This is.
Got her combat boots on.
We're just.
Yeah, this is
where
it's supposed to be easy.
And that's the one I told you. I told her, we shouldn't see each other anymore. And she was like,
you got to give us
you
a chance.
You haven't given us a chance. I'm like, you're not going to let me break up with you? I don't want to date you anymore. Just give us well, then I got to come get my earrings. I'm like, those are $2 earrings. Stop lying. I'll send them to you. Give me your address. Nope. I got to come get them. They have sentimental value.
Okay. They'll be under the mat in the front porch.
$2 hoops. You know the ones.
Every girl has a pair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
maybe they were $10 hoops.
It doesn't matter. The point is, it's just one of those things where, yes, you can absolutely have this weird friction where you're just all, no, thank you.
Well, I'm glad that you are a guy who doesn't go, a red flag, my favorite color. That's because if you're fighting.
We didn't do it, by the way.
Right. And because you recognized early on, like, wow, what are we going to just like only ever fight?
Yeah, I was going to regret
it.
I knew
fighting,
it.
It doesn't like smooth out. I don't know. Sometimes people are just, we're looking for reasons to stay with someone. And
here's a question for you.
Okay.
Sarah.
Yara.
Is poor taste in music a deal breaker?
Poor taste in music can be just a lack of exposure to what I think is good music.
So you just
I think it's more like an unwillingness to branch out. Like I would listen to, if you wanted to put your record on, I'd listen to your record. Even if I didn't wind up liking it, I'm like, well, that's what he likes. And then I would hope you would listen to one of my records. It's going to be Heart's Little Queen. So I don't know how you're going to deal with that. But, you know, it's got some good
Not
songs
well.
On there. But for me, you'll listen to it. How about these for deal breakers? You guys tell me. And some of these are like boys, girls, or then some of them could be either. Like if she had 11 cats and they all sleep in the bed, is that, I mean.
100%.
That's a deal breaker, right?
Cats, yeah.
Let's see. What if she asked for your zodiac sign before your name? Like if she was like, she met you somewhere and she's like, oh, you're cute. What's your sign? Or would you just be like, oh, that's cute. That's a cute pickup line.
I would probably still be like.
She's really cute.
Yeah, if
she's
I'm into her, I'm probably going to let that one slide.
Now you're at Outside Lands and you're just like, woo, this is great. And she's like, oh, we bumped into each other. Hey, what's your sign?
If she right after that starts doing my chart, I'm probably out of there.
Oh, she grabs a stick and starts scratching it into the ground. Let's figure this out.
Yeah. But I mean, look, those initial, you know, conversation starters, they're not. I understand everyone's a kind of uncomfortable and we're just trying to see what is what.
Yeah. And people do need that. We are all awkward at heart. Everybody's had that awkward moment where you're like, really
415 says deal breaker. They did my daughter. Yeah. Mom Cyrus.
Yeah. What is her name? Something Cyrus.
Trisha. I just
Maybe.
Made that up.
Could be.
I don't think so.
It's something like that though. Trish sounds right.
I think it is right.
Yeah. I don't think it is.
Oh, we're going to find out. We're getting nods. Everyone's
saying,
nodding.
Sometimes I go out, I
it's
say
tish.
Something.
Tish. Hey, you know what? I'm sorry, but that's 1 point.
No, I'm glad.
No.
I get,
no. No. Okay. Absolutely
Take
not.
Take it easy. All right, what about these deal breakers?
There's things I don't want to know, and it's bad that I just blurted that out. I shouldn't know that.
Yeah,
I shouldn't even be close.
You're on this show. We talk about that all the time.
You're an entertainer.
How about if he still lives with his mom? I'm looking at Bob because she's young
Take
enough
your head,
to.
Yes or no? Yes
yeah,
or no? Just,
yeah, yes or no.
Bob, though.
He lives at home, but he's gainfully employed, and he's like, you know, it's cheap. I'm saving my money up so I can buy a house one day.
How old?
He's 32.
No.
Oh.
And Bob's got a honking ring on her finger, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, she's engaged.
Oh.
Okay, well. Let's not look. We gotta dish her out a little bit.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. Yeah. I take it back.
I know. I have a thousand questions. I don't know. It's too late.
Oh, darn it!
All right. How about if he claps when the plane lands? That's been a thing lately.
Yes.
That's a deal breaker.
No, not a deal
You're
breaker.
You're fine with that. You clap when the deal when the deal lands too.
No, I don't. But I don't like to punish people for being positive. There's nothing wrong with clapping when the plane lands.
I like that answer. Good job.
Yeah. I don't know why people are so upset about that. Like, okay, so he claps when the plane lands.
Well, I've told you this, though. I believe there are people out on the dating circuit these days that don't really want to be with a partner.
Right.
They will rule people out for any little...
Well, if they get a partner, their hobby's gone. Finding a partner is the hobby.
There's a lot of stuff that you should be accepting of if you're actually trying to hang with someone.
What if he says, let's split it?
What, the bill?
The bill.
I never did that.
Yeah. If she said it to you, you'd be like, okay. Or would you be
I got this. I would say I asked you out, so I got this. But if she said, no, I don't want you to get the wrong idea.
Yeah.
I'm paying for my food.
Not
I would
a
say,
pay for play.
You got this. No problem.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hand me your card.
I will say, though, if I went out on a date and a guy said, hey, what do you think? Let's split it. I'd be like, okay.
Bye.
Deal breaker.
Right. No, I absolutely. That's a generational thing, though, I think, because I would never ask a girl out if I didn't have the money. Mm. And there were girls that I wanted to date so bad at certain times in my life where I was like,
I can't afford it.
I would do anything except rob a store.
Which is the only way I'm going to get any food for our date.
Just I can't. We can't do this. I don't have the money.
They say on this one, like, he's really into crystals, like way too into crystals. But that could be a girl thing, too. Like, you know how there are certain people who are just, they, you know, it's like asking what your sign is.
Deal breaker.
You think that's a deal? I feel like that, too. Like, if I'm dating some dude and he's all like, oh, you know, let me, you know, you got to wear this amethyst because the crystal is whatever the hell it is. I'm like, I don't, you know what? Let's keep both feet firmly in reality.
Oh, really? This is the lady, for the record, that touches the ceiling of her car when she runs through a yellow light.
Doesn't hurt anything, Ben. No? Well, it's just superstitious.
Why is this amethyst killing you? It's important to me. I need you to have an amethyst on your neck.
You know who's got your back? Bob. That girl.
Like, why are you tripping on that?
I'm not talking just like, okay, here's the thing. When I'm in my car and I hit a yellow light, I do that. I make wishes. I wish for my kids. I make, you know, nice wishes for stuff. I don't bring that into the world with me and go, oh, I can't wait to get into my car and start making wishes about that thing. If some dude is wicked into crystals, I'm like, please tell me more. Like, am I going to have to sit and listen to conversations about crystals now, which I know are BS?
Of course not. Mm. But wear this damn thing for the rest of your life.
How about if they're really into Burning Man? That's a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
No.
Well, is that a drug thing?
No, I just find that people who are really into Burning Man usually
they're
not on my same wavelength. Mm. Or I'm not on their wavelength, I should say.
Yeah, maybe. Why do you love crystals so much, Bob?
Do you love crystals?
We've really just left behind the whole, you know, using her sparingly.
I know. No, we're using her.
Sarah can't get enough.
I know. It's true. I need female energy. I've been sitting with the two of you.
I know. Well, she's got it. It's wonderful. It's a nice thing.
Hey, Bob, go on. What about crystals? Why do you love them so much?
The thing about crystals is the same thing about everything. If you're too into anything, it's bad.
So you're saying if he gives you an amethyst and it's like, you know what, to me this means, you know, blah, blah, or whatever, you know, hippy dippy BS. This is what it means. And I think you, but then that's the end of it. And right. Now you wear it and it means something to you.
Same thing as when they ask your sign. If it's like a fun thing, like, oh, Aries, you know, this and that. But then if they're like, oh, you're an Aries, sorry, bye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you know, we're going to clash.
Oh, these are going to be our problems. You know, if you're too into anything.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. I think you need to pull that mic a little closer to you just for future reference and down maybe a little. Yeah.
I agree with her, though. That's a very measured way to manage your life as opposed to being like, oh, you gave me an amethyst.
You're out.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. All right. Oh, damn it. I wanted to talk about the teeth. All right. Hold on a second here.
What?
I'm out of time.
No, we're not.
The White Lotus has hit a series high of 4.2 million views after a shocking sex scene in episode 6. I've heard this is floating around the world so hard that I'm super bummed that I'm not caught up because
you really need to catch up.
I know. Sounds great.
It's a great.
And I just know exactly who it has to be. I
Parker
just know
Posey's got to get an Emmy for this.
Oh my
season.
God,
she's so good.
She's amazing. Are they like us or are they trash? Amy Lou Wood from The White Lotus. She has these incredible buck teeth. She's an English woman. And she's just never done anything to her teeth. And I just picture her as a little girl. Her teeth must have come in and her parents went, you are so perfect in every way. Like those teeth, like, can you imagine your little girl with her big, if you've ever seen this girl's face, and she's been in, she was in a show called Sex Education for all the seasons of that. Now she's in season 3 of The White Lotus and she's got these just gigantic buck teeth, but she's so beautiful and so like amazing to look at. They are everything.
You know how that is how someone shows up to American Idol and cannot carry a tune at all. Because the parents are like, oh my God, she's amazing. Did you guys hear her? Amazing, honey. Beautifully done.
Being honest, she can't carry a tune.
That child
walks
around thinking they can sing.
So this is the one exception to that rule where this little girl looked up at her parents like, huh, with her huge teeth. And they were like, we can never fix those teeth. They're the best thing about her.
She's so cute.
She's got these jacked up teeth. So anyway, there's some, I don't know about these dolls. Are you aware of these?
They're Funko?
Yes, Funko Pop dolls.
Yes, I'm familiar because they make them about old time monster movie characters. They make them about, well, they make them, a lot of them.
So apparently some people like make their own custom versions of these things because some guy has made one of Amy Lou Wood. She's even wearing the outfit that she shows up at the resort, the White Lotus Resort. And then she's got the big teeth going. And I just had never, I didn't realize, like, I guess I should have. I just always sort of liked her teeth. But now I see that there's a whole fandom involved around the teeth. And so I put this picture of, it's so cute. I put the picture of the Funko doll, Funko Pop doll, whatever, and her up on the Sarah and Vinny
Facebook page. A lot of people wrote in and said she has a spectacular body. So I had to, of course, do the research. And she does, in fact, have, they're beautiful.
She's super hot.
Mm-hmm.
No question about it. And we're completely out of time. Okay, what's coming up in the news?
Well, let's see here, because I was so caught up in my 30-year-old cat and more after these.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3,
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I put a lot of stuff up there. We put everything we talk about on the show up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. The San Francisco Zoo and Gardens is a destination for all. Guests of every age can experience unforgettable encounters with animals from around the world. As a leading conservation facility, the zoo inspires curiosity, engagement, and a passion for protecting wildlife. Plan your visit today at sfzoo.org. That's sfzoo.org. Okay, here's what's happening. There was some rain this morning on my way in. We do have clouds overhead. This storm isn't the doozy, though. That one's still to come. Looks like it'll show up on Sunday and into next week. And there is more snow expected as well.
That's what we need. And this late in the season, it's wonderful. We're already in spring. More snow.
Opening day in Major League Baseball today. Go Giants. They play in Cincinnati at 1 o'clock today. So go Giants.
Go A's.
I have a question for you, Sarah, before we get started, as we've been talking about what's, you know, shareable. And what is?
Yeah, like toothbrushes, not deodorant.
Shareable.
Sex toys.
So if you and John are somewhere, you know, you're not home, and he says, I forgot my deodorant, I need yours.
Okay.
If you are somewhere and he says, oh, fudge, I just realized right before bed, I forgot to bring a toothbrush. I'm going to use yours. And he's already like.
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me. The toothbrush thing doesn't really bother me.
Could Marianne use your toothbrush?
No, I mean with me
with
and John.
With John, okay.
Yeah. I don't really want him to.
But, no, I understand.
But I'll be fine and I'll just give it a good rinse. And
right.
I mean, as it is, they say that's like there's more bacteria on your toothbrush than there is on your toilet. Like you're already sticking some gross thing in your mouth all the time. I think you're the one who said that.
That there's more bacteria on your toothbrush than your toilet?
Yeah.
Oh, that must be a fast fact I don't remember. Huh.
It's one that stuck with me.
Speaking of fast facts, do you remember this one?
Okay, let's hear it.
The official medical term for butt crack is...
Oh, intragluteal cleft.
Intergluteal.
Okay.
But yes.
Close.
Very close.
See? Close, but not cigar.
Inter, not intra, but either way, intergluteal cleft. Okay. That sets up. It looks like crack is the new accessory.
Oh, yeah, that does seem to be the thing. I was looking at this Kendall Jenner post on Instagram the other day. You know, it used to be just cheek was like the new.
The bottom of the cheek?
Just the whole cheek, you know, on bathing suits and stuff.
Oh, well, sure.
But she's showing all these different shots of herself. And then the last one is like, oh, it's just sort of like a plumber's crack thing. And I thought, well, you know, if I was Kendall Jenner, maybe I, and I could pull it off, maybe I would do it.
Here is Zoe Kravitz in a gown that's showing more than just the plumber.
That is a whole circle of plumber.
It's a full half.
It's a half plum.
Moon.
It's a half moon.
You know what? That's more than half.
It is. It really is. Like, that's, that is a, you know, man, she better be careful when she rips one.
I don't
that is just right
think
there.
Of that at all. I mean, and I don't know why you just did, but I would say there's possibility if she, actually, that dress is too tight for her to bend over and do anything. But if she had bent over to pick something up, you might be looking right at an eye.
Yeah. Well, these days, we really are showing a lot of everything.
Right.
It's become really a thing where...
Anyway, don't be surprised if you catch a little butt cleavage or a little, as many say, plumber's crack, because that is in right now.
Yay!
And by the way, I just want to ask you this question. You are the Tinseltown Tattler. You are in and up on everything. How and where did we get Julia Fox from?
We got her because of, she was on a show. She definitely was already an actress.
She's an actress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's,
and then
I didn't know that.
It was the Kanye thing.
Right, but then now it's just this weird modeling thing where she's shaved her eyebrows off and does weird makeup, and in this case is showing butt crack in what looks like chainmail.
It's like, picture a sweetheart neckline. You know, it's sort of like the princess where it comes down and then dips down in the middle to a point. She got that on the back end. It's
but that is
look.
Like Game of Thrones-y, isn't
she's,
it?
It is. She's a
weirdo.
She is a weirdo. She's like the queen of what the hell are you wearing?
Anyway, she's in this article, but I keep seeing her all the time and I keep thinking to myself, how did we, where did this girl come out of?
Yeah.
That she's always tabloidable.
Do you know what the name of the show was? She was on something. She was on some legitimate show, but then when she started going out with Kanye, you know, he was trying to make her into the Bianca Censori that now currently exists.
Right.
He kept dressing her up in all these weird outfits and making her do all this wacky stuff to herself. And she got sick of it pretty fast, to her credit. Didn't she write a book about it too? Like, I want to say Julia Fox put a book out.
I don't know about that, but.
So she was in Uncut Gems.
Okay. So she's an actress.
Presence, No Sudden Move.
Is Uncut Gems like an Adam Sandler heist movie?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one. It's very uncomfortable. Like, the whole thing, you're like, it's like
does
on edge the whole time.
Does she have a big part in it?
She's the chick. Yeah, she's like the main, the main woman in it. And yeah, that movie is. That's just like, if you want to be tense for 2 hours,
I don't
watch
be
that.
Tense. No thanks.
So butt crack, it's in.
All right.
Just so you guys know, everyone in America knows it's a scam. Here are some shady things we encounter daily.
Right.
That have unfortunately become normalized. I'm not going to do them all, but...
So, but these are scams.
One of them I definitely went, oh my gosh. U.S. dental insurance is on the list, and that has become a real unfortunate reality for all of us. So I have dental insurance. I pay for it.
Yep.
Not connected to your health, but it is...
Like a side benefit.
Yeah, a little side thing. And you pay for it and you go, okay, I can go get my appointments. My dentist said, we're so sick of dealing with your insurance company, you're going to pay up front. We'll file the paperwork and they'll send you the check.
Yep.
We're done dealing with those people. And I'm like, but I pay them each time up front. And this is how they treat the people that I'm getting my dentistry from. And they're like, yeah, you can't. We're not doing it anymore.
It's the tale as old as time. Like, I really feel like I've been dropped by dentists. Like, nope, we don't take your insurance anymore. The end. We don't deal with that company anymore. And then, you know, now you go through and you scramble and you find another dentist and then you're there for a while. You're like, oh, this is great. I'm all set. And they're like, oh, we don't take their dentist. Or the dental insurance goes, we'll pay 50% of that or, you know, whatever it is.
Well,
they're not in our network.
They say that dental insurance can cost like $1,000 or more a year.
Yep.
And they don't cover most things. So then you need a crown or something, and they're like, well, that crown's going to be, you know, $2,000. Well, mm-hmm. That's not covered. Well, what am I paying you for?
Right.
For a small percentage of your cleanings and maybe those x-rays that they really want to take so badly.
Yeah.
So dental insurance is number one on the list of these things that are scammy.
But
very shady things, and everyone in America knows it's a burn.
That's a good start.
Large size products. You don't need the large, but the small is too small. And it seems like price-wise, you have to go for the large because I don't think that's that bad.
I don't either. I actually appreciate the large thing because it does seem like it's like less pennies per ounce or whatever.
And if you look at the tags in the grocery store, they'll usually show you the price per whatever measurement is. And so you can even look at them and go, oh, it's cheaper to get this big one.
Yep. Well, and if you're going to go through a lot of mayo or ketchup at your house or, you know, whatever the thing is, peanut butter, you buy the giant one and it actually over time costs you less money.
Sometimes that's a bummer because someone might, you know, taint the giant jar of mayo and then you're like,
taint it.
Well, you know, like mustard gets mixed.
Yeah, they put in their dirty knife and it's got food particle
now
on it.
Now it's tainted? That doesn't bother me.
What?
You guys are you also bothered by this, Bob?
I don't know,
it doesn't bother me. It's like when John goes, oh God, you got butter in the jelly. I'm like, so what? Next time I make a piece of toast, I'll probably just...
John was right. You got butter in, what are you doing?
You need to fix that before somebody else goes and uses it.
I really don't, it doesn't, I'll open it up and there'll be like whatever mystery thing. I'm like, well, I'm sure that's fine.
But that's, that's
wipe
the courtesy.
Wipe the knife, Sarah, wipe the knife.
Wipe the knife. I'm just generating more trash.
Wiping the knife generates more trash?
Yeah, that paper towel's now going to go in the trash.
I just threw out a giant mayo jar. Mm, yeah. What's more trashy?
I didn't throw that out. I'm very sorry to hear that the taint is
on the list of giant burns, or as they say here, everyone in America knows it's a scam.
Okay.
Here's another one. Social media. Yeah. The social pales in comparison to the media part. It's all advertising and it's being pumped right into your brain.
Yep.
There's very little content you're actually after when you go to those sites.
I feel like when I started on Instagram, I saw only the people I followed in the order in which they had posted, which I appreciated. I felt like I'm caught up. I've seen everybody's posts. I've liked a few things. And then ads started. And then all of a sudden it was just a jumble. Like certain things were, I was getting all the content from this one person and nothing from these other people that I.
Right.
I don't like it.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I'm not fully boycotting, but I kind of am boycotting. Like I don't want to post anything. I don't want to have to check it all the time. I don't want to feel like, I don't know. It started to feel like this pressure, this obligation.
I don't feel it the way you do, but I understand exactly what you're saying. And I also, I understand addiction and I don't feel addicted to social media at all.
Yeah.
Like I can look at it. There's Maddie.
Yeah.
You know, there's a beefcake shot of Maddie.
I can't pull off.
Like,
I'll start going and then the next thing I know an hour's gone by. Or God forbid somebody sends me a TikTok and now I'm just on there. I'm like, oh my God, it's 3 hours later. Where has my day gone?
The world's getting over on us with multiple streaming service. Paying extra to gain access to content on those services is also another one. You're already paying for the service, but this one thing you really want, you also have to pay extra for that. Yeah.
That's why John is so mad and won't let me rent movies because he's like, we already pay for that service. Just wait till it's free. It's $4.99. That's like a coffee. Like, just let me get the movie I want to watch. No, we're already paying too much. And I'm sure everyone is familiar with this. The I don't want to be a part of your party anymore dilemma where it took 2 seconds to sign up for your free trial and we're automatically bill you. So give us all your money. Give us all your credit card numbers and then now try to unsubscribe from that. Good luck.
There's no question that was Sirius XM for me.
Yeah, it's
ridiculous. I could
not
undo myself. And that's another example of it. You get on there and you're like, great, I have all this stuff available to me. And then they go, oh, but if you want this one DJ that you're a fan of, you'll pay extra for that. Oh, and on top of paying a fee for that, he'll also play commercials too. Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm paying for this. I'm paying for that. And I got to get commercial. What the? Jesus.
It really is aggravating. It is a giant scam.
Convenience fees.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
There are lists of extra fees you're paying for all kinds of stuff. And if you don't stop, you know what they do? They do this at the grocery store now, too. And I don't even, because I can't bear, they'll go, do you want your receipt? No, I guess not. And you walk out and then you go, I wonder if there was a convenience fee that I paid that I didn't even look at to see.
Right.
Because they don't hand it to you anymore. They ask you if you want it printed.
Yep.
You don't even know that, do you?
I don't.
Yeah.
I never go shopping.
Right.
But it does sound aggravating.
She just blank looked me and yes, I thought she has no idea what I'm talking about.
I'm just trying to picture
him
like, I
what's
can't,
a cashier?
I can't, no, I've been what grocery shopping, but I've never not had the thing given to me.
What is this person with this, what is this computer?
Oh God, wow. Well, I do use the self-checkout if I go through there. So, I mean, I guess I'll grab my receipt or not. I don't know. Well, do I get paid a convenience fee since I did my own checkout?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Deal breaker, Sarah. Cross-contaminating condiments.
Oh, that's a deal breaker. Well, I mean, you know, talk with me about it. 619
says,
maybe
wipe
I can...
the knife.
No, don't wipe the knife.
No, they're Stop with it. Me. Wipe the knife.
Don't wipe the knife. Don't worry about it. Like, don't worry about it. You're going to go through that anyways. It's just butter. You were already going to smear butter on your thing. And I actually don't mind. Like, John gets really mad about crumbs in the butter or like a little bit of jelly on the butter. I'm like, who cares? It's just.
He cares.
Clearly.
Wipe the knife.
I'm not going to wipe the knife. Maybe I'll just try to use two different knives. Like, I'll use one knife for the jelly.
Why can't you take a half a paper towel? Half. Not even the whole piece.
No.
Put it down on the table. And then while you're in the middle of making whatever it is you're making, wipe the knife. You don't even have to. Just
it makes
wipe,
sense,
wipe.
But I'm just not going to do it. It's like peanut butter. Peanut butter is just like made to have jelly in it. It just always does. I don't know. I'm sorry. It really doesn't bother me. But I can see that it bothers you and I won't do it at your house.
But you're doing it at your house because I can see it bothers John and you don't care.
He doesn't care that much. Like, it's been happening. We've been married 30-something years. So, and he's still with me. So it wasn't like enough to break us up, even though sometimes he's just like, really? Like a whole blueberry on the butter? What, you like blueberries? Eat it.
Oh, my God.
What about it? Who cares?
I still can't get over the dead face look I got when.
I'm like,
receipt,
really? They asked about the receipt?
Dead face. Like, I don't do that. I don't know what you're saying.
I mean, I'll go to the grocery store once in a while, but I guess I'm not paying attention to what's happening with the receipt. All I know is I have to put John's phone number in on our Safeway thing. And other than that, I don't know that much.
Oh, someone wrote in about vision insurance. That's another one. You know,
you get
your prescription and you're like, I'm good. I'll come back when I notice a difference in the glasses that I'm wearing. And then you go to, you know, hand that prescription off a year later and they're like, this is expired.
Yeah. You need to do this again in case anything's changed.
Expired.
I'm like, it hasn't. All my contacts still work. I just want to buy another box of contacts from you. Could I just do that? Would that happen? No. Oh. We got to take a look.
Yep.
Gotta take a look.
Mother.
Oh, well. You know, what if something did change? What if you had glaucoma?
Don't defend them.
I don't know. It's not like the thing that really annoys me is the dentist with the whole, like, I'm like, I just took x-rays. Nothing has changed. I'll let you know if something does.
What's coming up in the trash area?
Oh, okay. Let's see. Green Day, Santana, and 3-day passes to Outside Lands right after this.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.